Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Joyce Barry and Friends, the number one worldwide radio show. The show's outrageous and it's contagious. It will lift your spirits high, you'll feel that you can fly. Transform your attitude, fill it with gratitude. Cut loose and improvise, it's coaching time today. Joyce is a great coach with an extraordinary approach. Fast on the upbeat, top of the heap. A wild motivator, great stimulator. Unstoppable in a humoristic way. Life lessons with passion, joyfully today. You want Joyce as your coach if you want this to be your best year ever.
Coach Joyce here. I want this to be your best year ever. I want this to be my best year ever. I want this to be the best year ever for all our friends worldwide.
Welcome to Joyce Barry and Friends. We are broadcasting live across America and around the world. This is the Hour to Empower, with stimulating talk, views you can use, memorable quotes, and powerful life lessons. We always have hot guests and cool topics. We even have cool guests and hot topics. You always want to tune us on, tune in, and tune up with us to hear the best of the best. You do not want to miss any of our shows. Each show goes into our archives. Log into JoyceBarryandFriends.com, Barry, B-A-R-R-I-E, and you will see each guest and each topic on our homepage. You can play and download any of our shows, always informative, inspiring, and motivational. You want to share these special shows with your friends, family, and contacts. You can follow us on Facebook and become a Joyce Barry subscriber and even a fan by going to our Joyce Barry and Friends fan page. Be sure to check like. You can follow us on Twitter. You can follow us by going to our Blog Talk Radio homepage and clicking follow right below my picture. You can also message me in any of these venues about our show, about our guests, about anything. My official website is JoyceBarry.com. Barry, B-A-R-R-I-E. The chat room is open. Log into the chat room, have fun, and chat away. I go back and forth into the chat room during the show to see what is going on in there. Motivation, inspiration, and an education. Positive, happy thoughts to improve your life, health, and finances. Take positive actions to create a gratifying lifestyle. Life lessons from me, your host, Joyce Barry, straight from the Coach's Corner. And then you will hear from our wonderful guest today. Folks, every day should be treated like a special day. We wish you the finest of friends, the opulence of opportunities, the magic of miracles, and the happiest of days. May this year be your best year ever.
Like to keep my shows on a very positive note, on a light note. Today's show is not quite that, but it's an important show. We are living in a very scary world, in very scary times. I want to address this question with Len Cain, someone I would say more than anyone would be a great person to address it with, because he's always out there making a difference in the world. That's what his life is about. His life is about having the world be better. He does an awful lot with veterans. I'm going to tell you his bio in a moment. But here's the thing. If you see something, say something. Wherever and whenever possible, do something. Let me share with you who you're partnering up with in this regard. Who is Len Cain? He is a captain, retired U.S. Navy fighter pilot, and retired airline pilot. East Gun, Navy Top Gun, and then All Navy Top Gun, awarded 2 Distinguished Flying Crosses and 7 Air Medals for more than 100 combat missions over North Vietnam. Founder and president of the Golden Rule Society charity. Since 1972, helping the defenders of our freedoms, plus children, churches, and charities nationwide and worldwide. Received 2 nominations for the Nobel Peace Prize, 2014 and 2003. Received the U.S. President's Lifetime Achievement Award for Volunteer Service in 2006. Senator John McCain pinned on the medal. Len Cain was named the 2010 Veteran of the Year for the Golden Rule Society by the U.S. Department of Veteran Affairs. The Golden Rule Society was selected as the national charity of choice for the support they provide to our troops, veterans, and their families in 2010. Len is also chairman of the board of the Realty Pilot Corporation, helping our American neighbors with all aspects of the real estate industry. He's working with World Peace One in their mutual peace efforts. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to the show my dear friend Len Cain. Always a privilege and pleasure to have you with us. Thank God you're one of the good guys. Welcome, Len Cain.
Well, good morning, and thank you for the kind words there, Joyce. You are always courteous and always kind in all the things that you do to help better the lives of others, which is the philosophy in our Golden Rule Society, and that is simply to better the lives of others is your life's greatest reward. The things that you do for yourself, they last a lifetime. The things that you do for others will last forever. That's what it's all about. Just
Len, we're going to certainly go into
living the golden
rule.
That's what we want to do, and that's the positive aspect. Yes, there are problems in this world, and Joyce hit right on the head. There, people are killing others. That's just unbelievable. Sending children into groups of people, and then they would trigger the alarm on the bomb that the child has got strapped to the chest. And the child is gone, and so are all the people that are around in that area. I just don't know what.
I was talking about children as young as 10 years, 10 years, and it's more than one. It's not a random thing. So whether they're telling these kids, "Oh, we're going to play a game. This is a fun thing," or they're telling them, "You're going to be a martyr," I don't know what they're telling them, but to even think about that, it's beyond anything. Wondering if the parents have chosen their children to send them forth, have volunteered their children. We don't know those answers. We only know that it's real and it's happening. Back to you, Len.
Oh, thank you, and I appreciate the support and the backing on what we're trying to do is to make the world a safer place. It's the World Peace One is one organization that I'm very much involved with, helping children, churches, charities, schools, nationwide, worldwide. And everything we have on our website, and you're all invited to visit, it's very simple. It's goldenrulesociety.org, O-R-G. That simply means we're a charitable, nonprofit, tax-exempt corporation, and we're all non-paid volunteers. So we jokingly say that we've been doing the work of the Lord for this month, by the way, 43 years now as non-paid volunteers. And we jokingly say that the good Lord doesn't pay us anything to do his work, but we understand that his retirement program is out of this world. So,
Len, before you continue with what you're offering, I really want to set the stage first about the scary world we're in. I want to, like, set the tone. I want people to know exactly what we're talking about. We started with the children. What about all the Christians that are being beheaded by Muslims, by ISIS, by cultures that don't want to give them the right to have choice of religion. What about that? I saw the movie Selma over the weekend about the civil rights movement, the march from Alabama to Montgomery. Can we say that everything is perfect and in place in civil rights? No, we have a long way to go. All that's going on in Israel to this day, there are countries that don't even have Israel on their map in their books. There are countries that deny that the Holocaust ever happened. There are countries that still truly believe Israel should not exist. They don't have the right to exist. So I just want to make my point of what we're dealing with, and certainly through your website and your resources, we'll give people a ways to participate in one fashion or another. So first, I just want to make it clear what we're dealing with here today.
Absolutely. And as you started off, it is scary. It's a scary world in scary times. And what can you do about it? That's the question that we all face when we look ourselves in the mirror. What can I do to make it for a better world? There's only one answer, and you must be honest with yourself. Be honest with yourself. When you say, I can do this, I can do that, support the people that you believe in, your local church, your local charity, your local schools. Make sure that the kids are getting the education they need. And we have that. And we offer to everybody and anybody free. There's no strings attached. And again, back to just a little note about our website. Most everything on the site is free, except some things are better than free. And again, we don't solicit donations. If we receive one, we make sure it gets to an organization or to a group that they need the money, and we're doing that to help them. So, again, as I say on all the radio shows that I do here, there, and everywhere, we ain't selling nothing, but we are giving things. And the guarantee is that if you follow the teachings of history's most successful people, you will be more successful in your life. That's a logical guarantee. And I jokingly tell people that I give you a money-back guarantee, but I can't, because what we give is for free. No strings attached. Do yourself a favor. Do your family a favor. Do your neighbors a favor. Your community. Visit the site and see what's going on. Again, be a part of a positive program to help better the lives of others. You can't beat that with a stick, can you? There you go. Back to you, Joyce.
Okay. And as I said, Len, I really do want to support you and your organization, but I want to give people a bunch of other options as well. I don't know of any other organization that I have more respect for and does more, you know, across the board. But I do want to talk about other things as well. I want to support you folks in not being afraid to walk out the door. The danger is like never before in modern times. I don't want you living in fear. We should rejoice at being an American and know somehow we'll be safe. We need to have faith in our government and homeland security, and we have to trust we will be divinely protected so we can enjoy life to the fullest. So I want to start actually there, divinely protected. Those of you who believe in God, whoever your God is, whoever believe in the universe, what better time now to pray, to really pray not only for your own well-being, that of your family, but for that of this country, for that of this world. Len, I believe you're a man of faith. What would you like to share about that?
Well, it starts with such a very personal relationship that you have with whoever you, however you perceive the divine being that's guiding us. The Jewish faith starts off, and the Catholic and the Christian, with the various sects that we have, it's wonderful because you have something to hang on to. We just had a memorial service for one of our senior advisors in the Golden Rule Society. He was a Navy admiral, and during the time when he was in combat, he was shot down and was captured and imprisoned for 6 years of torture. I mean, we're talking torture, not this business of the waterboarding that somebody's calling, oh, that's torture. Absolutely, not even comparable. But the point I want to make is we need to come together. And where do you start? I'm going to give you a simple example that you might think about it. First with a question. Do you know who your neighbors are on the right side, on the left side, across the street, across the alley from behind you? Do you know every one of those neighbors? If you don't, let me give you a simple example what my wife Ann and I did when we first moved to our current residence. We moved in and said, everybody's wondering, who's the new family that lives in the new house, or the old house, really. So what we did was we made a little flyer, and we told everybody who we are, what we were doing, where we came from, what's going on. And we delivered that flyer through the neighborhood, across the street, down the street, here, there, back, this and that. And we said, we're going to have a little open house. Neighbors, please, you're invited. Just come by, have a cup of coffee, a glass of diet soda, or whatever you want. But just come by and introduce yourself so we all get to know. It was one of the best things that we ever did to start off our relationship with our neighbors. And everybody ought to do something simple as that. Because now, each neighbor is looking out for each other. For me to know that you care about me, Joyce, is kind of nice. And I feel it's kind of nice that you know I'm looking after you and my neighbor to the right and left and across the street again. That's what we need to bring Americans together. Because sadly, people live in a home for many years and they don't know who their neighbors are or anything about them. And they maybe wave to them now and then, but that's not being a neighbor. That's not being a real, true American. And to protect one another, we have to know who we are.
Len, I love your story. I think that's really terrific. I mean, most people would put the flyer a few doors to the left and to the right. You went way beyond that. But beyond the obvious that it's good to know who you're living next to each other, friendship, support, it's a senior, you may need to look in on them, all the obvious reasons. Folks, do you know there are terrorist cells in our country? Those terrorists may be your next-door neighbor, so it is good to keep your eye out, your ears open, to see, you know, and really be on the alert. This is a world we all need to be on the alert. So as I was listening to your very inspiring story, I was thinking, wow, I mean, they could be your next door neighbor and they could be plotting to blow up the White House. So that too is a good reason to know what's going on around you. If you see something, say something. If you can do something, do what you have to do. Great story. So one of the things I advocate is you want to be divinely protected. Reach out and think of protection for your neighbors, your friends, your city, state, country, and the world at large. The next thing I want to talk to is something I believe in, which is critical mass energy. Len, have you ever heard the story of the 100th monkey?
I want you to tell it to all of us, please. Share it.
Yes, I'm going to. I didn't know if you've known it. It's a story about social change, and it's in a book by Ken Keyes, Jr. It's an extremely important story. Hopefully it'll serve as your inspiration. The Japanese monkey, Makea fusata, has been observed in the wild for a period of over 30 years. In 1952, on the island of Koshima, scientists were providing monkeys with sweet potatoes dropped in the sand. The monkey liked the taste of the raw sweet potato, but they found the dirt unpleasant. An 18-month-old female named Imo, found she could solve this problem by washing the potatoes in a nearby stream. She taught this trick to her mother. Her playmates also learned this new way, and they taught their mothers too. This cultural innovation was gradually picked up by various monkeys before the eyes of the scientists. Between 1952 and 1958, all the young monkeys learned to wash the sandy sweet potatoes to make them more palatable. Only the adults who imitated their children learned this social improvement. Other adults kept eating the dirty sweet potatoes. Then something startling took place. In the autumn of 1958, a certain number of Koshima monkeys were washing sweet potatoes. The exact number is not known. Let us suppose that when the sun rose one morning, there were 99 monkeys on Koshima Island who had learned to wash their sweet potatoes. Let's further suppose that later that morning, the 100th monkey learned to wash potatoes. And then it happened. By that evening, almost everyone in the tribe was washing sweet potatoes before eating them. The added energy of this 100th monkey somehow created an ideological breakthrough. But notice, a most surprising thing observed by the scientists was the habit of washing sweet potatoes then jumped over the sea. Colonies of monkeys on other islands and the mainland troop of monkeys at Takasikiyama began washing their sweet potatoes. Thus, when a certain critical number archives an awareness, this new awareness may be communicated from mind to mind. Although the exact number may vary, this 100th monkey phenomena means that when only a limited number of people know of a new way, it may remain the conscious property of these people. But there is a point at which only one more person tunes into a new awareness, a field is straightened so that this awareness is picked up by almost everyone. From the book, The 100th Monkey by Ken Keyes Jr. I don't believe this is a story of fiction. I believe this was scientific documentation. I love the story, and I believe it is about critical mass energy when you just might be that 100th monkey, and then something magical happens. What would you like to share about that story, Len?
I think it's a wonderful story, and again, it brings us back to what we're trying to say within our own country here in the United States. We have to come together and stay together, rather than having divisive situations where this group and that group, they don't talk to one another. If we're going to maintain the ideal of the founders of our country, the signers of the Declaration of Independence, and you might know this, and I happen to be a veteran Freemason and also a veteran Shriner. If they had, the first group that had signing the Declaration of Independence, if they had excused, I think it was two or three other signers, they said, okay, we can have a Masonic meeting. And that's the kind of stuff that comes from the Bible, from the Torah, from all the things. Let's make it a better world. And we started with the Declaration of Independence, rather than counting on a king, some guy that was going to make all the decisions for us. It is we the people. And it hasn't changed. We the people. And that's what we're trying to do. Share the good things of all that we have here in the United States. And that is the love, the friendship, the relationships, working together. Because this business of, oh, don't talk to those people across the street, that never works. What you have is a divided country, which is the worst I've seen in my lifetime. And we have to do something about it. Simple, as we started, and with Joyce has added again here, the 100th monkey, it's a nice objective relationship and a model. But do something nice. Better the lives of others. Help with one another. And what I did years ago, I took the golden rule as it's written in the books of the eight major religions of the world, and I simply modernized it, upgraded, if you will, and make it modern-day language, and put it in there, and they all go the same. But here it is. The golden rule: treat people the way you want to be treated, truthfully, with dignity and respect. Kind of simple, isn't it? Isn't that the way you want to be treated? Of course it is. So why not treat people the same way? That's what we're talking about. Helping one another. Bring this country back to the greatness that it was, rather than what we have today. So those are just a couple of the things, and I will give you a little example. And I had we had our son over for dinner last night, and a couple of our grandkids, and it was always fun seeing the little ones. But what we teach them is what my mom and dad taught me when I was a little guy growing up. My dad told me, he says, get an education. Make something of yourself. Learn something new every day. Read. Just quit just watching the soap operas. Read a book. Read a magazine. Read something that's your school book. And make yourself a better world for yourself and your family, your friends or neighbors. So that was my dad. Get an education. Be something. Be something of value. Make your parents proud of you. And when I was going off to the Navy to go to flight training, my dear mother, sweet, lovely lady, and as I was going, she said, Len, here's something I want you to do for me. Wherever you go, whoever you meet, whatever you do, she said, make nice. Now that sort of takes the Bible and compresses it into two words. Can you live that? Simple to remember. Kind of easy, isn't it, to say, I'm going to go down here, I'm going to make nice. And just say something kind and nice to everybody that you meet. Just a cheery hello, good morning, whatever. But don't ignore people. And it spreads. It spreads like wildfire. You say hello to somebody, and next thing you know, they're going to be saying hello. You say thank you. And let me tell you a little what bugs me. This is one of my things on my bug list. When I say anybody, nowadays the kids say, oh, no problem.
Yeah, I hate that.
I wanted to thank you for it. And the thing I tell, why don't you just say you're welcome if you feel that way? And that's what we should do. Share the good feelings of thanking you and you're welcome. Makes it kind of nice, a friendly situation. So that's what we were doing. You were going to say something, Joy.
Yeah, I was just going to say, I so agree with you. That's like a catchword that they say just about on everything. You ask for something, it's my pleasure to serve you. What about I'm happy to? What about thank you, you're welcome. No problem. And you know something? There was a real estate, I know you're very into real estate, a consultant came in to a real estate conference, and of all things, he urged them to never say no problem. When anyone asks for something, they want to accommodate them, say the kind of things we just said, Len, you brought it up, but he gave it a very good explanation. When you leave people with the words no problem, the word problem gets into the subconscious, which doesn't remember if it's a bad problem or what. They're left with the word problem. So you shouldn't be using that word anyway. I thought that was incredible advice because I hear it so often. Thank you. I'd love to buy your product. That's terrific. Hope you enjoy it. Rather, no problem. You know what I mean? It is such a catchword today, and it's the wrong word. So I'm glad you brought that up because it definitely has that negative feeling, even though you're coming from a positive context.
It's true. And we just sort of get into habits. And habits are tough to break, as we all know. So prevent getting into a habit, especially when it's not a very nice habit to get into. And you just triggered something in my mind again, Joyce. I'm very good friends with the gentleman who writes for the San Diego Union Tribune. He's a PhD. He's a wordsmith. And he just does wonderful things with words. And I wrote an article for him one time, in which he used. And I said, have you noticed how many people use the term, you know? And you know this, you know that. And I was talking to somebody about a charitable project we were working on, and he used "you know" in the conversation 12 times in a minute. So that means every 5 seconds he's saying "you know." And the classic one was, this guy said to me, "Well, like, you know, I don't know, you know." And I thought to myself, how do you figure that out? Where did they get that? Where did they get that? Did they teach them that in English class? I don't think so. But anyway, if you can cut down your you knows, you'll do well for yourself.
Very important. I hear these professional speakers a lot, and you'd be amazed at things that they're saying subconsciously that they don't realize, starting with when I tell people that and I pick that up as a coach and I'm telling them to help them, they can't even believe that it's that prevalent. I say, go listen to your speech. Go listen to the archives, and they don't even know that they're doing it, because speaking is kind of a natural ability for people, where they don't, you know, oftentimes they just speak without thinking. But before we go entirely off the issue of habits, I do want to say there is such a thing as good habits as well, like the habit we urge you to have, which is to listen to this show every single day. And here's why, in the wise words of Beverly Nadler.
Listen to me. I have something to say about a wonderful way to start your day, a way to stimulate your mind and increase your energy, make you feel so good. And guess what? It's free. Weekdays at 11 a.m. Eastern, hear the Joyce, Barry, and Friends show. You'll find it on the internet, on Blog Talk Radio. This show is upbeat and fun and very inspirational. It's informative, educational, and very motivational. There's the Coach's Corner, great quotes and news. There are suggestions, perspectives, and advice you can use to enhance your life and improve your health, plus clever, simple ways to increase your wealth. Joyce's perceptions and personality will keep you captivated, and her guests from many walks of life will always keep you fascinated. When Joyce and her friends speak, it's like you're in the conversation. This is part of what makes her show so unique, really a sensation. For Joyce's friends are not only the guests you're listening to, they're everyone who is tuning in. Yes, I do mean you. So refer your friends and family. They'll be so pleased to know. And let's make Joyce, Barry, and Friends the number one internet radio show.
And folks, you can be a part of that happening. Simply go to Joyce Barry, Barrie, and friends.com. On the homepage, upper left, you'll see my picture. Right under that, click follow. And by becoming a follower of our show, you'll get an email from Blog Talk about our show, about our topic, about our guest. Every day you'll know what we have. We know that most of you actually are listening in our archives. You can hear those 24/7. We're live an hour a day, weekdays at 11 a.m. Eastern, but the archives are always there. Become a follower. No need to miss any of our shows. And please let your friends and contacts know about our show as well, so they can get off to a good start in the morning being very positive. I just want to say something on that note as well, and that is that being positive is not the only answer. It starts with being positive, and that's a good thing, but you need to go further than that. If you want to change the world, you need direct communication between individuals, you need to translate your ideas into action, and you need to recognize the freedom of choice of those who choose alternatives different from your own. So It starts with positive thinking. It starts with believing you can make a difference. And then communicate, respect others for their differences, learn from their differences as well, and do what you can to make a difference. And I promise you, like Rosa Parks, who I always cite as one of my favorite examples, she refused to give up her seat to a white person on a city bus, and that started the civil rights movement. That launched the civil rights movement. And I urge all of you people who care about freedom, go see the movie Selma. It's the story of Dr. Martin Luther King. Go see that. And also, I urge you to go learn what you can about Israel and the awesome country that it is. Go take a tour there. Our friend Joel Freeman takes a tour group to Israel every year, and he's not Jewish. He's also one of the top leading experts on Black history, with one of the biggest collections of Black history memorabilia in the world, and he's not Black. So we love you, Joel Freeman. He'll be in our show in a week or two. And we have him oftentimes as a guest, because what better example to talk about people who can make a difference in the world? So much for the Blacks, and he's not Black. So much about Israel, he's not Jewish. We urge more of you to be non-judgmental and do your part in making a difference. Len, back to you.
Wonderful stuff. And two great gentlemen there, that Joel Freeman and John Bell. Folks, if I may suggest, please make it a point to listen to the stories and the good guidance from these two gentlemen whenever they're on.
And John Bell, let me just give his website, and then we'll get to you and yours, Len Kane. But I just wanted to give people other options and, know what else they can do. John Bell's website is johnbelltoday.com. And I get so much from his website. He changes it. It's very current. He's very on top of everything. He's known as the voice of reason. He is, to this day, my favorite radio personality of all time. Check out John Bell, facebook.com/John Bell. Every day, his stories, you'll see hundreds of likes, that people really listen to our favorite voice of reason, John Bell. And here we have twice nominated for the Nobel Peace Prize, Len Kane. And I was rooting for you, Len Kane, but I'm not on the committee because you would have had my vote. But just share for a moment about the gal who won and why you're okay with that choice.
Well, she was a sweet young lady from Pakistan that happened to be involved in trying to teach other young girls, to get them educated rather than just being dummies, if you will. And she made it a point. And evidently the powers to be didn't like that, the terrorists, if you will, and I'm going to call them that. What they did was, one guy came in there with his pistol and he shot her in the head. And they left her for dead. But what they did was, the doctor said, okay, maybe we can save this lady. And she was shipped off to England, where they saved her life and recognized what she was doing and the price that she paid. And she was one of the co-winners of the Nobel Peace Prize for 2014. Now, it was really grabbed me, and I thought to myself, it was nice to be nominated, and they put out the word that if you didn't win, we were all tied for second place. I guess that's a nice way of saying that if there were 150 people, you were number 159 or 149 or something like that. No, everybody came in second. And I said, that's fine. Just to be nominated and respected and acknowledged for the work that we're trying to do for the past 43 years. But the point is, and I told this to Joyce, Joyce, if that's what it takes to win the Nobel Peace Prize, is to take a bullet in the brain, I think I'll pass. I'll just keep on doing my work and keep on doing it. So
I got a big chuckle out of that. Folks, I just want to share, her name is Malala Yousafzai. She was a Pakistani activist for female education, the youngest ever to be nominated for the Nobel Peace Prize. She was shot by Taliban in the head. She survived, and she is still, to this day, a huge activist. So, no, we don't want to see anyone take a shot to the head. We want our heroes like you, people who make the biggest difference, to be healthy and to be on top of your game so you can lead others. Okay, Len Kay, now let's go to the Golden Rule Society. I just wanted people to know other options and to really look into your heart, your soul, to see what you can do to make a difference. Remember the story of the 100th monkey, because you just might be the 100th monkey. So here the Golden Rule Society is about making a difference, and Len gives you so many ways you can do that with so many organizations. Feel free now to share what it is you do for veterans and what people can do going to your website, how they can volunteer, and all of the above.
Well, just hopefully that everybody who visits will say, I can take just a piece of this and share it with my family, friends, neighbors, our church or charity, and whatever, to make it a better world for themselves. And it's all free, as I mentioned, except some things better than free. But here's something that I would like to tell people. When you visit our website, here's a little bit of shock and awe. We've all heard that term before. We have what we call our Golden Rule Society Success Gang. It's our gang. And here's what we teach the people in that gang. Ready for that shock and awe? Sure. We teach them the best way to lie, cheat, and steal, to drink, swear, and fight. Now, do I have your attention, ladies and gentlemen? I certainly hope so. You'll say, what wild and crazy fighter pilot talking about? Well, sure. I'll go to the list. Now, that I have your attention, I want you to learn and live these six rules. Lie. Lie down at night and thank the good Lord, however you perceive him, that you live in a country where you have the freedoms and the security so many have served, fought, and died to provide you. That's a good way to do it. Now, we teach people how to cheat. Cheat the devil by living the Golden Rule. That is, again, treat people the way you want to be treated, truthfully, with dignity and respect. I'm sure the devil is not going to like that at all, so you cheat him. Now, the third one, steal. Steal a few moments every day to help others, with good words or good deeds, whatever you have. Just a kind word means a lot. So, good words and deeds. We teach people how to drink. Drink daily from the good Lord's everlasting cup of kindness. Again, be kind to all. It comes back big time. So, number five is swear. Swear that you will be a better person today than you were yesterday. Make this the best day of your life. And again, learn something new. And finally, number six, teach them how to fight. Fight the good fight of faith. We're fighting for peace on earth with liberty and justice for all. Now, I hope that makes sense to you, and I hope that got your attention as we intended it to be. Shock and awe, ladies and gentlemen, shock and awe. But there are so many other things that we have on the website. Again, simple as can be, goldenrulesociety.org, O-R-G. And again, we're just a bunch of non-paid volunteers. Our senior advisor is the former chief of naval operations, a wonderful man. He was one of the most successful and well-respected, and he happens to be with us, guiding us in his knowledge and experience, a wonderful man. God bless him. Anyway, that's just a couple of the...
And what is his name, Len? The former chief of naval...
Yes, Admiral Thomas Hayward, H-A-Y-A-R-D. W-A-R-D. Thomas Hayward, and a wonderful man, a dear friend, good old fighter pilot buddy, and he is one of the many people who are our senior advisors, and we just love them all, Anyway.
You said it was Admiral Thomas Hayward?
That's it.
Hayward,
Admiral.
Okay.
And he's retired, obviously. He's 89 years old now, but still sharp as a tack. Wonderful man, wonderful man. But while you're at the site, over there are some navigation buttons on the left side. And one of them is, the top one is About GRS. They're all alphabetically listed. And look at that. You'll say, gee whiz, this is what they have been doing. Look at that. Look at the people. How did it get started? And, wow, little history. So you have a feel. And, again, everything we do is to benefit the lives of others. So a couple of the other things to do. We have for you a free health care card. And one friend of mine, he's a retired minister from Tulsa, Oklahoma. His wife is a retired teacher. And she uses the card because she lost her coverage because of whatever they call it, the free health care program or whatever it is anyway, Obamacare they call it. But she lost her coverage. So with this card, she's saving, like I think it's $128 a month. The card is free, no strings attached, and it won't expire. And what we tell people is it comes with a fourth stipulation, or at least a wish from the Golden Rule Society. We hope you never have to use it, which means, please, we pray that you'll stay healthy. But here she is saving that $128 a month for the medicines that she needs. Anyway, we've got other things like the 3 for Free. It's a nice program. And we have what we call Success Secrets. And I'll just hit the highlights as we're going, if that's okay with you, Joyce. I don't mean to be put people to sleep. But these are things that if you follow them, you will be more successful in life, a better life. I don't care what your age is, because we put this together for children of all ages. So anyway, there it is. The success secrets, I'll start with one. It's called an action plan for living. And again, there are 18 items on there. We could have put more, but we just wanted to keep it down to the point where you can say, I can live this action plan. Because too many people have no plan. They wake up in the morning and say, well, I don't know what I'm going to do today, but I guess I'll just start somewhere. Here you have the action plan. And follow it, and I guarantee you, you'll be more successful in life. And the guarantee is logical, because if you follow the teachings of history's most successful people, you're going to be more successful in your life. And I want to tell you that all of my very best ideas were stolen by the ancients. In other words, I've tried to read all the books that I can, and it's wonderful stuff. As a matter of fact, Einstein, the brilliant man that he was, said that he only had two original ideas, and it had to do with the secrecy of the atomic and splitting the atom. Okay, if he can say that, I can say it, because I don't think I have had any real original creative ideas. I'm just taking the good guidance from all the people who have been here before. Well, that's the action plan for living. You ought to get that for yourself. And to make sure that you are successful, we have an action plan for business. And people have studied this. We've given this to the veterans who have come back. And people want to say, hey, won't it be nice to them? And people offer them jobs. As an example, Walmart store will hire them, and they'll allow these guys to stack the shelves and all that sort of stuff. And I think that's wonderful that they give them something to do. But here's what I'm concerned about. We have one of our senior advisors offers a free website to any and all of our veterans, and not only the veterans. We can't, in living the Golden Rule, we don't exclude anybody, so we include everybody. Would you like your own website? To market whatever product or service you choose. That's your choice. Isn't that nice? One of our other senior advisors, like me, is a retired Navy captain, and he was a Naval Academy graduate. He got his PhD, and he's a tax specialist. And he shows you how to save. He's got over 40,000 subscribers, and they're each saving about $5,000 a year in taxes, legitimately above board, no hanky-panky, straight down the line. Because do you know what? Home-based businesses are the backbone of the United States, our economy. So,
Len, I want to interrupt for a second. That free website, I'm interested in that as well. Why not? How do we access that? What is the link for the free website?
Well, they have to come to our site. They have to sign in and be part of it. Then we send them the information. Because if we just put this out and say, okay, there it is, and people aren't serious about it, we want to be sure that the folks are with us. And then we will share that with them. It's not a
secret.
Absolutely. But
so you go to goldenrulesociety.org. That's the first step. And then you'll get an invitation for the free website.
Yeah. What you do is you should come aboard. And we give you the here's how to do it. When they sign on.
I'm coming aboard, Len, and I want to urge others to do likewise. And folks, yeah, those of you who are thinking, I definitely want to get to that website, goldenrulesociety.org. You might want to check out my website, joycebarry.com. I'm a home business coach. Lynn just referenced home businesses. I've been doing that for decades. I love to coach you, and I'm offering you a free consultation simply by sending an email to coachjoyce@aol.com. Put in the subject line, Len Kane, so I know the show you listen to with today's date, and in the text, you put your name, phone number, best time to reach you, and we can have that conversation completely free of charge about working with a coach, about what it's like to do have a home business. So we want to urge you to do that. And for those of you who say you will do it, then please ask yourself the question, if not now, when? Joyce Barry and Friends, the number one worldwide internet radio show. This poem, an original by yours truly, is entitled, If Not Now, When? We are giving you the education. We are giving you the information. We are giving you the motivation. We are giving you the inspiration. What you really need to do is to put this into application. Do you want a transformation? You must use your imagination. It might take some perspiration. It's all in the preparation. You must really be sure there is no procrastination. It helps to have a fascination and very strong determination. You want a positive demonstration, achieve success in the administration. It really is the time. Give each show your consideration. What is your aspiration? What do you need for stimulation? To get healthy and off that medication, to get wealthy, it's your destination. So make today the day for your participation. If you do, congratulations. If not, now, when? So, folks, while you're still thinking about Len's website, my website, now is the time. Check it out, goldenrulesociety.org, Joyce Barry, B-A-R-R-I-E, and friends.com. And, folks, I am a success coach, a master coach, a home business coach. In my website, you'll find out all about the seminars that I give, the kind of coaching I do, and you'll see hundreds of testimonials from people all over the country, people just like you. But here are just a few of the ones that are kind of special.
Joyce Barry is an outstanding success coach. She is a master coach, the best of the best. Here are just a few of her clients who want to endorse her. Marlon Brando.
Hiring Joyce as a coach is an offer you can't refuse.
President Bill Clinton.
I did not have sex with that woman. I did not have sex with Joyce. She is my coach.
Sylvester Stallone.
Yo, Adrian, Joyce is the best coach, you know. She helped me train for Rocky.
Arnold Schwarzenegger. I hired the Joycenator because no matter how much I may drive her crazy, I know she'll be back. President Ronald Reagan.
Will, Joyce, Nancy, and I just love you. There you go again. Win one for the Barry.
Elvis Presley. I'm all shook up about hiring Joyce as a coach. I'll get a little less conversation, a little more coaching.
Jack Nicholson. If you can handle the truth, you want Joyce as your coach.
Johnny Carson.
I can hire Joyce as a coach? I did not know that. That is wild. Did you know that, Ed?
Charlie Sheen.
Winning. That's because Joyce is my coach. Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Woody Allen.
Are you crazy? This whole time I haven't had Joyce Barry as a coach? You kidding me?
Hi, Ted Siuba, and I think and grow rich. If you are thinking about hiring Joyce Barry as your coach, just do it, and we'll grow rich together.
And even Joyce Barry herself.
What do Olympic athletes have that you don't have? A coach. Hire me and have this be your best year ever. If not now, when? I want that gold medal. I want to hire me.
Email CoachJoyce@AOL.com. That's CoachJoyce@AOL.com.
And once again, folks, put today's date, Len Kane, in the subject line, name, phone number, best time to reach you in the text, and I promise you that free consultation. Those of you say, wow, that's a good idea. I will get to that someday. Have to check out Len's site and join that program someday. I'll check out your site, Joy, someday. I wrote this for those of you who actually believe there is a someday.
Someday, an original poem by yours truly, Joyce Barry. I went to my calendar and took a look. I discovered that someday was not in the book. I looked carefully, for someday I did seek, but only Monday through Sunday appeared on each week. I got really confused. This was not funny. I always said someday I'd make very good money. I always said someday I'd get everything done. I always said someday I'd be number one. I always said someday this and someday that. Someday is starting to sound like very old hat. I became very sure that something was wrong. No someday on my calendar all along. I thought everything I wanted would come to be. It would happen someday, I kept telling me. It was someday, I kept telling you, that all our dreams were sure to come true. How shocking to discover that all along, someday was not in the calendar. How could I be so wrong? How could I not know that why I was stuck was that someday would never, ever show up? There wasn't a calendar anywhere, none to be found, that had someday in it, it would never come around. I always knew that if something is going to be, I am totally responsible. It's all up to me. I thought of my goals and made a new list. How exciting to realize that someday did not exist. Now I really know without any doubt that Monday through Sunday is in and someday is out. So I ask you women, I ask you men, I ask myself, if not right now, when?
I'm very grateful to you, Len Kane. I want to say that as we close out the show. Love having you on the show. We really appreciate you. What are your final words here?
Well, just a little bit. Again, I would like people to do themselves a big favor and visit the site and pick up on the navigation buttons. They're called Success Secrets, and that's what they are. Only 24 of them in there. Probably could use a lot more, but I think you'll get a kick out of each and every one of them. By all means, do yourself that favor. Take good care. God bless, and as he used to say in the airline, drive safe and sure be nice to one another. Over to you, Joyce, and thank you for your courtesy and kindness.
Thank you, and I want to close by sharing my special prayer to all of you. Make this the last day, the very last day of your struggles, your suffering, your ill health, your misfortunes, your problems, your pain, your worries, your troubles, your trials and tribulations. May this be the first day of wishes granted and dreams coming true. Make it a most meaningful day of making more money, good health, good luck, good fortune, attracting special people and opportunities, creating magical memories, and manifesting marvelous miracles. And I'm someone who absolutely believes in miracles. So go out and celebrate your miracles that will surely come if only you are open to receiving them. Here is our celebration song.
I was listening to Blog Talk Radio when my ears heard something that I didn't know. From the speakers of my laptop I heard a voice. It was the White Oprah, also known as Joyce.
He did the MASH.
The Joyce Barry MASH.
Joyce Barry MASH.
She is a coaching smash.
He did the MASH.
You'll catch on in a flash.
He did the MASH.
The Joyce Barry MASH. I felt so inspired by her show, and her poetry was just so good, you know. I want to listen to Joyce again and again, as Joyce would say, if not now, when?
He did the MASH.
The Joyce Barry MASH.
Joyce Barry MASH.
She is a coaching smash.
He did the MASH.
You'll catch on in a flash.
He did the MASH.
The Joyce Barry MASH.
Wow.
Joyce knows all about having fun.
Wow.
She's a home business wizard and she's just begun.
Wow.
She's
wow.
a coaching sensation for not just me or
wow.
you or her. It's for everyone.
Then you can MASH.
Do the Joyce Barry MASH.
Joyce Barry MASH.
She's a home business smash.
Then you can MASH.
You'll catch on in a flash.
Then you can MASH.
Do the Joyce Barry MASH.
Wow.
Have a fantastic day and listen to Joyce Barry and Friends.